Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. You know, it's a big deal when you start talking about Rock Ridge and Orion and high school football. That's how we open up the modified 2021 COVID-19 season. Chip Filler, the head coach of Orion, that's a good way to start this modified season, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think the season without any, I guess, postseason or, you know, conference championship or anything on the line there, I think it's always great to play rivalry games, and you get one right out of the gate with Rock Ridge. It's, you know, gives you a little bit extra to play for.
Well, I know, I was talking to Coach Henry about this too, you know, the way the track is set up, this year, you know, it's really not set up with divisions, and the schedule is interesting because some teams have elected to play all six games, like Orion. Some have elected to play five. Some have elected to play four. So, again, you wanted to play max six. So just kind of a little bit about, you know, giving the kids, I guess, the most opportunities to play high school football this year.
Well, you know, our thinking behind the max six, I mean, we obviously, you know, we're football-driven over here. So, I mean, we didn't want to shortchange the guys that have actually really, really worked really hard to get ready for a season. And on top of that, you know, the way these other seasons have gone, if you get quarantined or if, you know, you miss, you know, you have an opponent miss a week, or if you miss a week, you know, then you're down to your five games or four games. And, you know, we wanted to have a little bit of wiggle room so these guys, you know, they actually got at least four games in, and just in case something would happen.
All right. And I told everybody that, You don't have to do it. Nobody else has to do it. But I'm keeping Olympic Conference standings this year because I don't know what you can play for, because Rock Ridge, Monmouth, Roseville, and Sherrard, along with Orion, all playing one another. So you get
how old great school, is that for you?
Yeah, well, you got to like that too, though. And then the other opponent you have, Fulton, who's kind of an Olympic Conference rival because they're coached by an Aledo grad. And then you finish with St. Bede Academy. So how do you like your 6 week schedule set up?
Well, you know, the one team that we wanted to play was Sterling Newman. You know, we felt like Brandon and I feel like there's a great rivalry, even though they've taken care of us more times than we have them. But that was the one missing link out of our season that we really, really wanted to have. But otherwise, you know, we're excited. You know, like you said, we're excited to have Rock Ridge to open. You know, you talk about, you know, Pat and I have great rivalry going with Fulton, and, you know, a lot of respect between the two schools, a lot of respect between the two coaches, so playing them is important to us. Sherrard, that was important to me, getting Sherrard back on the schedule. I mean, no reason that we are 10 miles away and we're not playing each other, so that's exciting for our communities. And then, you know, St. Bede, don't have a lot of rivalry with them, don't have a lot of history with them. So that's a really great way to maybe end the season with somebody that you're kind of unfamiliar. It's almost like a little playoff game, you know, there at the end of the season for our guys. So I think it shakes out well. I mean, you know, we wanted to have Newman, but that's okay. I mean, we like where we're at. And I forgot to mention Monmouth Roseville. Having them on there is very important. Again, you know, Coach Adelson and I have a great rapport with each other. So it's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, and I know, Coach, you talk about all the variables that go into this football season. And, you know, the first concern, of course, was COVID. It still is the primary concern, as you mentioned. You know, if you get quarantined, you're not missing one game. You're probably going to miss two. I mean, that's basically it's going to be, you know, whatever the guidelines are. It's, you know, either 10 or 14 days, I think, depending on the county you're in. And then, you know, schools can have their own rules as well. So you're dealing with that variable. And then I know when you look back just a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you know, the big variable was how you going to play in March with the weather we're having. And, you know, I guess the football gods, when, you know, this week rolled around March 3rd, the first day of practice, they're smiling on us here in this part of the state, because, you know, it looked pretty ominous just 2 or 3 weeks ago about, hey, what is really going to be the situation with, you know, ice, snowpack, bitter cold temperatures, and then kind of the calendar changed here to March, and you see temperatures, you know, by the weekend are going to be in the 60s. Now, you're going to have some sustained dry weather here, I think, over the next few weeks for these schools that want to play at their actual location, you know, that have the natural turf You know, they're still going to need some considerable help, I still think, the next 16 days from, you know, Mother Nature. But things, let's face it, could have been a lot worse. By worse, football could have been canceled altogether till you get football, and now you get weather is on your side too. So that's the good thing in terms of momentum building for this modified high school football season.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I know everybody's kind of making different arrangements with playing at different sites on the turf fields to make sure that they're getting their games in. And, you know, we're really optimistic. At least I am, I would say. Just, I guess I can only speak for myself and our team, is that we're pretty optimistic that we can play week one here in Orion on our field, because, you know, that gives us that, especially that rivalry, a good flavor. Now, we have an alternate site set up in case we have to go there, but we'd rather have it at home if we possibly can. You know, as far as the weather goes in practice with us, we're going to, I mean, I'll be honest with you, we're going to practice inside up until Monday or Tuesday. And I'm trying to let these fields dry out, make sure that I have the best conditions for my athletes moving forward into practice. You get out there and you tear up your field the first day, you know, because it's wet and moshy, then you got to practice on that for, you know, 7 weeks. And I'm not willing to put my kids at that kind of that risk right now. So we're going to let it dry out. I'm going to do the best that we can inside and see if we can't get the Chargers ready.
All right. And, you know, just the other thing of it's weird when we got back into competition, you know, it kind of flipping the switch back on when, you know, everybody thought in late January the big announcement was going to be the high-risk sports. They're not going to play. You maybe get baseball right. And softball and track in, and then nope. They're going to let basketball and football play. And everybody's like, what? And then we start playing. And it was just kind of so surreal when I show up at a gym in, you know, early February. And I'm like, well, we're actually playing basketball. And, you know, I don't know what the approach is, how you get kind of recharged, you know, because we were in that lull for such a long period of time. So I guess what kind of are your expectations? I know I'm just talking to you here the second day. Basically, you're going into the second day of practice. You've had, you know, weight room stuff. I get that. But you know, how do you gauge your, like, expectations dealing with all this going into – I still say it's kind of uncharted territory with what we're dealing with in this modified season.
Yeah, Jim, it's no secret that, you know, maybe I'm wrong in this, but my expectations and our standards really don't change much. You know, we expect to be out, go be competitive and play the game the right way, play the way we've always been playing. However, with that being said, now I'm talking to Coach Johnson, our basketball coach, and, you know, talking about some things that I don't really understand quite yet, things that he's had to deal with during this COVID year. And, you know, I'm like, man, I think I'm going to have to change my way of thinking about how things are going to go. And he acknowledged that. He said, there's just some different things that will always arise for you. There's different circumstances and situations that'll happen. But we're trying to stay as status quo as we possibly can, you know, and until those problems arrive and we have to face them head on, you know, we're going to go about, this is the way we've always done this, you know, Charger football in the past. And this is how we're going to go moving forward now. As far as maybe some illnesses and maybe some of the things that we have to be a little bit leery on with our kids, I think I'm going to have to be a little bit more lenient, you know, as a program. But I really don't want to do that because, you know, I don't want to lose our discipline. And right now, to be honest with you, Jim, where we need to go is I need to get our kids back into being disciplined, being respectful, doing the right things on and off the field. Whether if we get to winning games or not, that'll take care of itself, but we got to get the off the field and get them back to that kind of sense of normalcy, 5 days of school and getting their homework turned in, not worrying about being on remote and all that other stuff and getting that thing. That right now is priority number one for us as far as expectations. We get that handled, then we can handle the on the field stuff I'm pretty confident in.
Yeah. And then just in terms of kind of sizing up your roster this year and, you know, what you have, how good do you think the Chargers are going to be here in 2021?
Well, you know, I think that remains to be seen. You know, if you were talking on a normal year, I'd be very optimistic that this team could be really, really good. I mean, up front, we have four seniors on the offensive line, you know, coming back. We had Kobe Schultz is coming back, so leading rusher, leading receiver, possibly the best player in the league. So we'll have him back. You know, we got a nice freshman dynamic. We're going to replace a quarterback. We got about three guys right now that are in the battle for that. But I mean, we got to clean some off the field stuff up that way if they're going to play. And but you know, pretty excited about that. And then I think our defense is going to be just outstanding. Our defensive line is just super strong. It's one of the strongest teams we've ever had. If we can get our conditioning wise where we can just go, we're going to be okay. Now, the one drawback of that, we only have 33 kids in the program. So we're going to rely on a lot of young kids to be playing in kind of key spots. So they're going to have to grow up here in a hurry.
Well, you're getting me pumped up when we start talking about, like, you know, what is the expectation and what does the season look like? Because that makes it sound like we're back in a routine of football. And, you know, the other thing, I asked Coach Henry this too, kind of the nuance of, you know, you're so accustomed to football being at right the beginning of the school year, and you transition into wrestling, and you transition into basketball, where this year it's completely abnormal, where basketball transitions into football, football transitions into wrestling, baseball, and track. Is that big of a deal, or is that a significant type of adjustment you have to deal with, or is it just kind of a weird vibe that just because it's not normal? It's basically the opposite of how football's been, you know, in your past history.
Yeah, I think you hit it right there. It's just a different vibe. It's a little bit abnormal. I mean, you know, here we are, and we have basketball season in front of us, and I'm trying to deal, and I'm trying to work with Coach Johnson about, you know, trying to get my quarterbacks in, and so they're not, you know, they're playing basketball for him first and then us second, and trying to get that stuff handled. And, you know, again, it's a weird year, and now I kind of see, you know, where he stands, you know, when it's football to basketball or football to wrestling, you know, kind of we don't have to worry as football coaches. We don't worry about any other sport because we're the first one. Now we have to worry about every sport because we're kind of jam packed in the middle and trying to make sure our athletes are able to do everything that they're supposed to be doing as far as athletics. So, yeah, I don't think it's weird. I think it's a different vibe, though, you know, to get to kind of answer your question. But, you know, as football coaches, you know, when problems arise or something happens, it should stimulate your mind and to go attack the problem. If it doesn't, if you use that as an excuse, then I don't know you're in the right profession.
Yeah, and then the only other thing, too, then, I'm just curious, the trans, you know, we a lot of times we're talking about the transition from one sport to the other, but I'm just curious kind of how you look at the transition from this season into next season. You know, so you get done playing in April, and then basically you're going to ramp back up. Probably a lot of football stuff is done in June, and then you have the transition, you know, basketball will want to get ramped back up in the off season. So I'm just curious from like a football season, how do you think the transition will go to spring football back to fall football? Is that big of an issue, you think?
Well, I think it's going to be pretty neat, to be honest with you. I mean, I've really always wanted to have a spring season, to be totally honest with you. Like, I'm very envious of these small colleges and these colleges that have spring ball. I know they don't go play anybody, you know, so I don't know necessarily we needed to go play six games, or that's not exactly what I wanted, but it's pretty nice. But I did want to have a month where we practice and kind of got our feet wet and kind of get the younger guys acclimated. You know, this is, you know, way beyond 110% amped up from what I wanted or what I thought I want. But I do, to be honest with you, I have it mapped out all the way through, you know, when we're going to take off, when we're going to ask them back, what we're going to try to do. The summer will be a little bit different, maybe a little bit scaled back because we don't have to put so much emphasis in June because we'll have this season or this 6 or 8 weeks. So, you know, recovery will be important to those guys, but we definitely have a plan, and I really think it's going to help us moving forward into next year and even into even the following year, to be totally honest.
All right. Are you pumped up for week one, Coach? The Rockets and the Chargers? Come on, man. You're pumped up for that, right?
Hey, you know that. You know I've been, you know, waiting to get a hold of him, and I know he's got the same way. He's got to avenge a miniature golf
ball.
That's
right, I was there for that.
So, I know he's got his guys ready to go, and you know, like I said, we're concentrating on getting our stuff handled first. And you know, if you call me on the 16th of March, I'll be flying around. I'll be 10 feet off the ground, so we'll be ready to go.
All right. Keep everybody healthy over there so we can play those games, too. Thanks for helping us out today, and we'll talk to you down the road, Coach.
It.
All right. Chip Feller, head coach of the Orion Chargers, joining us on WRMJ.